This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. This is from Allison in Monroe. Allison writes, I'm married and I allow my husband to bring his girlfriend to our house because I'm a voyeur and they get a thrill out of being watched. The only problem is she won't let us do a threesome. How can she do one wild thing but not the other?
You know what? You know what? Here we go again. What listen to me, y'all.
What?
Stop writing me with these wild, crazy scenarios and just writing it like this is normal. This ain't my game. I ain't got no advice for you.
Yeah.
Sounds
but
fun.
She wants to know if she can go over there and do it with her husband, how come she won't do it with her too?
Wait a minute, lady. What Allison. Are you talking about? Mm. I'm not finna play these reindeer games with y'all. This ain't what I can't bring nobody to this house.
But just if you could, just
now you know
Steve
if I could, I can't fix my mouth to go in there and tell my wife I'm finna bring.
She needs some advice, Steve. She needs some.
No,
help.
She don't need no advice, man. No, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You should write into the Howard Stern Show. Because he'll have something for this. He'll have you come on the show and he'll put mayonnaise on your booty and then put a piece of bologna on it. I've seen him do that on his show. He got time for that. I don't have time for this right here. I just do not have time for this right here. I don't know what you're supposed to do because I can't fix my mouth to say none of this to my wife. I can't bring nobody over here. I don't even have company.
Can we defer to Tommy for a second on this?
Yeah,
one?
Go ahead, Tommy.
I'll put the mayonnaise on there. That's what they want. They want the mayonnaise on there.
She wants to do a threesome with her husband. All right. We're going to move on.
Thank you. Brought his girlfriend over there. God.
His wife allowed it.
Next.
Tabitha in Minneapolis. Tabitha writes, I joke a lot, but my ex hated my sense of humor. He bragged about being great at sex, so when we had sex for the first time and he asked if it was good, I said, kinda. He is done and I'm blocked. What should I do? How do I get him back? I know you can help, Tabitha.
Boy, that was funny, wasn't it? Ooh, that was a good joke. let me tell you how he took it. Yeah. So let me ask you something. So last night, how was it? What did she
kinda.
Say, Shirley?
She said, kinda.
No, wait, hold on.
Yes, was it good?
Hey, let me ask you something. Last night, when I put it on you, was it good?
Kinda.
Yeah. Meh. Like the kids say, meh.
What's wrong?
That's how he took it.
Yeah,
he damn near threw up. He couldn't believe what he heard.
Yeah, because he's out there bragging.
Now he got to block you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get it back?
Yeah, that's what she wants to know. There's no coming back from that?
Yeah, you can. I was just playing with you. Why did you do that? Because you joke all the time, and I was just joking with you. It is, would you please do it to me one more time? once is right. never enough. Hey.
Captain and Tennille?
Yeah, all right. Some Captain and Tennille.
All right, moving on to Farrah in Richardson. Farrah says, I went to visit my mom and took my three-year-old. My daughter woke me up at 1:30 a.m. and said that grandma is crying. My mom wasn't crying. She was having sex.
Yes, grandma. Come on.
I couldn't believe she had company. Can I tell my mom how disrespectful she was?
In her house?
And but you're in her house, yeah.
Right.
No, I don't think you could say that to your mom. It was 1 o'clock. Where is your baby? Why is she over here by grandma's door?
Yeah. Mommy, grandma's crying.
Yeah. Put your baby in the bed with you. Yeah. So she ain't over there by grandma's room. You cannot say nothing to grandma. It's her house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your baby
needs
an earmuff.
And grandma wasn't crying. She was weeping. Weeping is different from crying.
Oh, what's the difference? What's the difference?
This is crying. That's crying. This is weeping.
Oh, goodness. There is a difference.
Some difference, yeah.
All right.
That's weeping.
Yeah, what do we learn today? Okay.
There's
the difference between crying and weeping. Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Charlie in Opelika. Charlie writes, I'm dating a woman that does not like shoes. She walks around barefoot inside and outside, and I don't want her dirty feet in my bed. She claims that being barefoot grounds her. How do I get her to either wear shoes or wash her feet?
Well, you know, she's right. It does ground you. But you're going to have to wash your feet before you climb up in this bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to wash your wears. You got to shower. They got them little shoes that you got. I got them shoes in my shower where you can step on and put the soap in it. And the rub go all between your toes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like a sandal. Slide your shoe in there. But you got to pay attention. It's not one size fits all. Just want to let y'all know that.
Your feet was hurt.
I'm telling you right now, you can get something. You have to leave your baby toe out of this.
Your baby toe is not invited. Wow. That's kind of crazy. Cleanliness is always a good thing.
She's
always. Yeah.
Yeah, she can at least put some house shoes on.
Yeah.
You can go barefoot, but you got
to
wash your feet.
People like to be barefoot in the house. Yeah, but you have to wash your feet.
I love walking barefoot. I do.
I don't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always have shoes on. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people do, though. A lot of people are into being barefoot in the house. Yeah. And they say what she said. It keeps them grounded. But, yeah, that's a simple solution.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to the threesome. Let's come back and see if we can help him.
We'll walk around. Man.
We can't help everybody. Nope.
Like, I go outside in my lawn sometime and walk barefoot.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can't go barefoot down in my ranch. That can't happen.
Why not?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. They got some stuff in that grass. You step on one of them fire ant heels. It don't take no time to piss them ants off.
They're all over your foot.
Them damn once. Ants, man, ain't got no damn patience.
Yeah. This woman needs to wash her feet. And before she gets in the bed, though? Come on.
How hard is the bottom of them feet?
That's a no-brainer.
Everything.
Yeah.
Ooh, they hard.
All right, guys. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.